The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Good morning. How are you? Are you still on the wagon this week? Is that still a current topic?
Well, yes, Suzanne. I'm very, very excited because it's been a month since I haven't had a drink, and I feel really good. I feel like I'm walking around with a halo around my head. I mean, that's hard. It's not easy to do that for me. I didn't exactly feel like I had a problem, but I knew that I had to cut back. And I always knew that AA was out there in case I needed it. It was like, well, I don't know. You know, maybe it was like going through my mind.
Yeah, I think it's a really fine line. I think a lot of people, I know, I sometimes when I start going to parties, and that's something that I think about. I think, you know, what's too much? What's drinking too much? I think a lot of people our age, especially over 50, struggle with that because people over 50 are the largest consumers of alcohol in the country. So we drink more than anybody. So you're in a big boat, girlfriend.
I know.
Really big boat.
I know.
Look around. You'll see all your friends. Well, AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize, to self-fulfill, and live their lives to the absolute fullest.
And that means you need to reduce your butt, not the one on your backside, but the one in your head. And we're going to be talking about butts in more ways than one today.
That's true. A lot of people have a big butt in the head about getting a colonoscopy. And it is a really important thing that people should take care of. And Aging But Dangerous is on a mission to reduce the butt in your head about taking care of your colon health.
And I think the most appropriate response to that comment is no.
Well, okay then, if you want to do something, anything, don't let age stand in your way. AgingButDangerous.com is here to help you reduce that butt and encourage healthy living and support you in life-saving endeavors like a colonoscopy and making sure that that's on your list of to-dos.
And AgingButDangerous.com is about women being all they can be at any age. And our guest today, Carol Larson, who is not only a colon cancer survivor, but an author of 3 books about her journey through colon cancer and building a full and joy-filled life after losing her colon.
Wow, that has got to be a really bizarre and stressful kind of thing to have to go through and face. But it's interesting. And one of the things I know we have observed over the years is that people kind of have poopophobia. It's like people don't want to admit they actually emit waste from their bodies. And I know I've noticed lately that the toilet paper industry is getting a little more brazen about what they say about that. But it's an amazingly taboo topic, and people are just uncomfortable discussing it. And that kind of you kind of have to discuss that to deal with colonoscopies.
Well, I know, and you know, I find it hard to believe that they actually have people passing gas on some of these television shows.
Well, I know it's a gas takes on a whole new meaning. Oh yeah, that's a gas. Well. And so, anyway, I think we're really lucky to have her and with us today. But I want to talk about something that I would do that I'm sure I'd poop my pants. I think if I ever had to jump out of an airplane, I truly would, like, maybe not make it. But anyway, I would need those robo strength depends on. But if I ever decided to jump out of an airplane, I would definitely want to do it at Westside Skydivers. It's a safe, safe environment. They go take tons of precautions. The people are amazing. And if that is on your bucket list, then please go to westsideskydivers.com, all one word, and just join Gene Ketchum.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people who have become addicted to skydiving. It's a great experience, and I know you feel that way.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And we help women re-identify their passions, like always wanting to go skydiving, and face their fears and find purpose in the second half of their lives, which can be, Suzanne, as you and I know, the best half of their lives.
Well, and women all over the world are dealing with the same issues we're dealing with. This isn't just in the United States or with us. They're just they're really rediscovering themselves. And we have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America. So go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and look at all the great stuff we do.
And like our swarms, it's for members only, and we gather at different locations, and we really support each other on our journeys. And we learn, we get important information and variety of educational topics. It's designed just for us.
And our next swarm is coming up, and it is Poopapalooza. And it not only is it just a treat to be at IMS, at International Market Square, but the people in Unison Design hosting this event are wonderful, and they are such warm and cordial hosts, and it's going to be a wonderful night. And the whole idea is to encourage people to get their colon cancer screening, because you can save someone's life by doing that. And that is obviously a huge gift to give anyone. So come to our swarm on October 25th.
And to attend. Go ahead.
Sorry?
No, go ahead.
Is that right?
Yes, October 25th. Yes, it is.
Having a mental block.
6 to 8.
Blank.
6 to 8.
Yes, and 6 to 8, and really learn about more about colon health.
And to attend a swarm, go to agingbutdangerous.com and become a member. Swarms are free for members. You can bring a guest and come as a guest the first time. And to check us out, go to our website. We have all sorts of good perks.
And you meet other fantastic women who are just like you and are experiencing this shift in their lives. So we truly are aging but dangerous, emphasis on dangerous, and we're having a blast.
Okay, all you aging women out there, we want you to stand up for yourselves. We're changing the way the world perceives women over 50 by changing the way we perceive ourselves. So come join us. We need your voice. You are listening to Gene and Suzanne with juicy stories, titillating topics on aging but dangerous sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
Having a colonoscopy is a pain in the rear. Try dealing with colon cancer. Colon and Rectal Surgery Associates is a physician-owned and patient-focused local practice and one of the largest groups of specialized colon and rectal surgeons in the entire world. If you have colon or rectal concerns, or if it's just time for your colonoscopy, go online to colonrectal.org. Colon cancer is curable. Find it early and live.
Who did your hair?
I did. With a little help from DP Hue. DP Hue brings you professional, best-in-class hair color, expert guidance, color consultation, step-by-step education, and recommendation. DP Hue gives you the tools and the know-how to create a professional look in your own home. Starting at just $38, make professional hair color simple. DP Hue in Maple Grove, Edina, and online at www.dphue.com.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too, and henceforth, the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Bodas at 612-336-9329.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and today we are talking about colon screening and colon health. And this is a fact that I found out a couple of years ago and was shocked at. Colon cancer kills more women than breast cancer and AIDS combined. So it's a huge issue for women today. I mean, this isn't a load of crap, you know.
Yes, Suzanne, this is very important information, even life-saving information. We have with us today Carol Larson. Carol was a teacher at St. Louis Park Schools, and in 2008, she got an award for being one of the women who has broken barriers for colorectal cancer. Welcome, Carol.
Hi.
It's so good to have you with us. First question, how did you know and when did you find out that you had colon cancer?
It's really amazing to me. It's been about 14 years, and it seems like it's just about a year ago. And it was in December, and I was finishing up with all my students, and my husband and I were on a way to a party with some of our friends, and I just started worrying about the fact that I had some unexplained bleeding, and I was tired, but most teachers are tired at that time of year. And so I asked David, could he stop at urgent care? And he was just dumbfounded.
Was it very much bleeding?
Very little. Okay. It was just a little bit of spotting.
Okay.
The importance of this story is that it's so important to follow your instincts. Mm-hmm. Somehow or else, I knew something was wrong. So I asked him if we could go to urgent care. I went into urgent care hoping it was hemorrhoids. It wasn't. The doctor really saved my life because he said I had to get right in for a colonoscopy. So that Monday I went in for a colonoscopy, and they did find some polyps, and the doctor said they looked benign, which means good to him. And I went home, and then I got on my computer. My computer was a dial-up, so nobody could phone me. And just before Christmas Eve, in fact, it was the afternoon of Christmas Eve, I got a call, and he said one of them was malignant. And he had been trying to call me, but he couldn't get a hold of me. So I waited until after Christmas, and then I made an appointment to have my first colonoscopy. And I went in to see this doctor, and at first he said, well, I think that the other doctor got almost all of the cancer, so that puts you at a stage one. So all we have to do is just really watch you. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to watch you like a hawk. And so that took care of it for about 2 or 3 months. And if he had just left it go like that, I would have never survived.
Mm-hmm.
But he was one of these really conscientious doctors. And he wanted me to have ultrasound. And I went into one of his co-workers, another colorectal surgeon, and he did not like what he saw. And so I had to come back a month later, and that's when he said, we looked at the ultrasound, and it had invaded my lymph nodes.
So it was what stage?
So that brought it up to stage 3.
Okay. And you were treated at, you were going to colon and rectal, right?
Yes, I was.
And that is,
yes.
They are one of our sponsors.
Oh, they are really wonderful.
Those people. Yes. What were your feelings and reaction? I know I've had cancer, so I sort of can, you know, I can relate to what you've been through. But what were your feelings when you first found out? How did you react to that?
At first, it wasn't too bad because we had had cancer in our family.
Uh-huh.
And as long as I was a stage 1, I just felt, okay, all right, we got it all. I'm going to be okay. But then when he said it was a stage 3 and I was going to have chemo and radiation and surgery, I just was overcome by fear and anxiety and really scared.
Mm-hmm. How did your family react to this, Carol? When you told them, how was that?
Different
received?
Ways, yes. Again, at the beginning, we thought it was going to be very, all we'd have to do is just be watchful. When I came out of the ultrasound and I told my husband of what was going to happen, we got home and we took a vacation and he said I had it all wrong, that I wasn't going to have all those things done.
So he was in denial.
He was in denial. And that's the way he kind of mm-hmm. had to face it.
Mm-hmm.
The other members of my family were not like that. When I first got the news, everybody should have a big brother like mine. He came over, got me. We talked about it. He really helped a lot. And my children just were there for me. And David was there for me finally when he realized that what I was saying was
mm-hmm,
true.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you and I spoke before, it's just so hard for that to sink in.
Oh.
When somebody says you have cancer, I know it was just, I definitely went into denial, so it's very difficult.
Well, it has to be so frightening for them to
yes.
think about what the
absolutely. And they, some people don't know what to say, so I got all kinds of reactions from people that were, some of them were really kind of insulting. They almost kind of laughed and walked away. That happened at school, but this person just didn't know how to react. He wasn't trying to be rude.
mm-hmm. They just get nervous.
Oh, yes. And we did not have Katie Couric then. We did not have the mm-hmm. word colon cancer. I mean,
Colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know about that at the time.
Mm-hmm. That was a new word. I mean, they weren't using that word that much 14 years ago.
It was very strange. Mm-hmm. Even though we had colon cancer in our family, but it was never called colon cancer. You know, it was just cancer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's interesting, isn't it, Suzanne?
Uh-huh.
It's
uh-huh.
like, yeah, just cancer. Huh. Okay.
I mean, that could also explain a lot of things about why we didn't hear about it for a really long time.
That is so true. I think that is so interesting.
And I didn't know a lot about my colon. It's kind of like knowing about the plumbing in your house. You know,
yeah, the plumbing in your house. Yeah, so you don't really know that much about cancer. Well, Carol, we are going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back with you. So you are listening to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, and we will be back with Carol Larson.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com. So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com. You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sights to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet or 18,000 or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
We're back. This is Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Carol Larson, who has written three books on how to take care of that colon. I don't want to say it's the only one you'll ever get because you, I don't know, maybe they'll figure out how to do colon transplants. They don't do that, do they?
Not that I know.
Carol, this we're going to get into a pretty serious topic here,
sure.
And I think it's so great that you're willing to talk about this. Can you explain to us and our listeners what an ostomy is and how you're dealing with it?
I was never going to talk about this.
I know.
Now I talk about it all the time. It is an artificial opening created by a surgeon so that you can discard your waste. And the waste go into what people call a bag. And I hate to use the word bag because so many people are uncomfortable with it or they think it's really icky. It's not. It's a very well-designed appliance. You have three different kinds of ostomies. You have a ureostomy, you have a colostomy. I had an ileostomy. That means that my ostomy was at the end of my small intestine, which means that my wastes are very acidic, so they almost kills off all the bacteria. You have a deodorizer, so you're not going to smell. And you have to keep good care of your skin, but it gives you complete control. And even though this was the hardest thing for me to adjust to, ironically, sometimes it's even an advantage because when we've taken some trips sometimes, I'm the only one that doesn't have to rush into the bathroom.
That's funny. Well, what about wearing clothes? Can you wear it?
Absolutely.
Anything?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And you can go into a hot tub and you can go swimming. And I thought at the beginning my life was going to be so changed, and it's just going to be as much as you make it,
mm-hmm.
which is probably true of most things in life.
That is great. That's great, though.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for talking about that, because it's just kind of like breast cancer used to be. It used to be a woman's worst nightmare to lose her breast or to have something like this happen to them, and it's just people like you are saving everybody's sanity and really probably saving people's lives that would really couldn't handle the thought of it until they hear someone like you share your and hear your attitude.
That's thank you. I belong to a very good support group in Minneapolis. And that is one of our purposes, because the more that you hide something under the carpet, it makes it so hard for other people.
Yes, yes. And so it's really good. There's a lot of advantages to support groups, I would assume.
Oh, I think so. Some of my best friends are people that I've met in support groups. And you have to find the right one for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to find the right location. But you learn so much from them, and there's all this It's been 14 years, and I still go to our support group, and I find out new information.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Carol, what advice would you give people from your experiences with all this?
Well, I've had a lot of good advice from people. My cousin Meg, who is a therapist, kept telling me to just concentrate on the present, and that's really good because you start worrying about the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you go to appointments, it's good to take another person along with you because you're so emotionally involved. It's hard to remember everything the doctor's saying.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor had wonderful advice because when I got really scared and I said, what are my chances? And he said, 1 to 100%.
Wow.
Because we're working with you and not a statistic.
Wow, that is amazing. Woo. I have to ask you this because I know with my experience I feel that, but when you get a little pain somewhere, do you think?
Absolutely.
Oh, good, because I thought maybe I'm the only one that's doing that. But
I have to.
Everybody who's had cancer says yes. That goes through their mind.
Anybody who's been through a trauma, you do relive it at times. It does come back to you. You need to have a lot of self-talk here.
Mm-hmm.
and just reassure yourself. On the other hand, you also have learned not to ignore something. And if there's one bit of advice I would say, especially for colorectal cancer, it's to get screened. That is what makes the biggest difference in people surviving this. If you can get it soon enough and get it's caused by polyps, and if you get the polyp, you're going to get the cancer.
Can you give your website real quick?
clarsoneditor@aol.com. And I have 3 books, and I'll let you know what they are on that website.
Carol, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Well, what an amazing woman.
Yes.
And how important it is to be healthy. And I know I've been lifting my grandkids and my great nephew, and you know, lifting anything for that matter, whether it's a body or whether it's something, it kind of throws me out of line. And I go back to Zabros Clinic, and they seem to be able to put me back together, and so I'll feel really good and healthy. So if you want to mature in a healthy way, feeling good, go to clinic.com for more information, and they will take very good care of you. And communicate with us at info@agingbutdangerous.com.
And another of our sponsors is the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation. They raise the money to help the Sisters of St. Joseph in all of the community classes and everything that they do. They have health care, education, safe housing, spirituality, and leadership development. So go to their website, www.csjministriesfoundation.org.
And we are going on a trip. We're going to take a cruise leaving on April 28th to May 5th, about a week. We are going to Rome, Sicily, Athens, and Ephesus in Turkey. Oh, my gosh, it's just a biblical city. I can't wait to go there. It is going to be a blast. And so if you like being with amazing women, come and join us. I know there's a deadline coming up in November, and there are already some fantastic people going. So come go with us in November and go to our website and go under events. It's the last item under events and sign up. These prices are amazing. They start at $718 for a single.
And remember our Poopaloosa, which is going to be this Thursday on October 25th from 6 to 8 at International Market Square, hosted by In Unison Interior Design, and Carol Larson, who we had on today, will be our guest speaker, and Colon and Rectal will be there to answer questions, and it's going to be a great night.
Colon and Rectal Surgery, the clinic where she went,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for spending this Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous sizzle.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.